The terror of lynching was so widespread that millions of black people fled the South and settled in the urban North and West as refugees of American terror, shaping the current demographic geography of the United States. On July 5, 1933, an older black woman named Elizabeth Lawrence reprimanded a group of white children who threw rocks at her as she walked home from work. Word spread that a black woman had dared to rebuke white children, and that night, an angry mob of white citizens lynched Ms. Lawrence for her audacity. Her home was then burned to the ground. Her son, Alexander, fled to Boston. Racial terror lynchings often had the atmosphere of carnivals, with food vendors and souvenir stands. Hundreds or thousands of white people would often gather to watch and take part in the torture and murder of black citizens. There has been no effort in America to confront this legacy of racial terror. While hundreds of Confederate monuments litter the landscape in southern states, there has been no public recognition of the violence endured by black people. On October 7, 1910, a white mob in Montgomery, Alabama tried to abduct and lynch black men being held in jail on suspicion of miscegenation or interracial sexual relations. When they were unable to get the men out of the jail, the frustrated mob lynched a black taxi driver named John Dell, who was sitting in his cab nearby. No one was ever arrested or prosecuted for his murder.